The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
It's been a phenomenal show, and I am just absolutely it was great.
Our last two guests, Steve Chaseman from LICAD, which is I'm going to read it because it makes it better. Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependency, and Karen Curtin, who is with Karen, a rehab type center. You know what it is? Even with those two guys, which is similar, starting with David, they care. I had gone to a program at a mindfulness program with Steve. I don't know when it was. It really was. I think it was 7 or 8 years ago. When I started getting into like chakra stuff and things like that. But it was an absolute, absolute wonderful program.
They're very important topics that we don't necessarily address. And it is amazing how Christina hit it on the head so well to be able to inform all of us and to make these connections to allow us to learn that these services exist. Thank you, Christina.
Agree.
I love it.
No, it's the truth. I had to just look up something for a minute. But it is the truth. And honestly, every week, and it's a compliment, we fool around, but there's people going to be very disappointed today because this Christina Liu show was supposed to start at 11:30. So we've moved it to 11 o'clock. So some people who sleep late, they're going to be getting out of bed saying, honey, turn on the radio. It's Christina. And it'll be old-time radio. I apologize in advance.
But those things happen. They could always go to the website and look
That's right. You can look it up on the website. And it's nicely delineated what it is. So it'll be no problem whatsoever. So how are you, Christina?
Good. What a wonderful show today was. You know, and I know I sound like a broken record, but every week we seem to have people on who are so, and especially today, who are so invested in what they're doing and, and just trying to spread the word. It's just so nice to hear, and it makes the interview that much better when you just hear how they got involved and, you know, the personal connection. That's always my favorite thing. I love when John asks that question because I'm always like, oh, like, there's always some, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I just had no other option, so I just went into this. There's always some kind of personal component. And it certainly shows in both organizations that were on.
Like Karen Curtin today.
Yeah.
And she was honest to admit it started with a family member.
Yeah,
and here she is, X
absolutely.
Number of years later.
And their attitudes are
director.
Wonderful.
Well, even,
they have
the
good
first
attitudes.
Segment with David,
yeah.
You know, how he got into this.
Wow,
I mean,
yep.
You know, it was so incredible. And it's a pleasure to be able to have a forum where we could kind of disseminate all that information. And, you know, I always like to tell people, you know, it's more than just having these guests on the radio show because. What we have these guests, we learn about it, you know, we're able to spread the word about them. And then through Project Independence, we're able to take these become part of our network, which is really certainly something special. So great show, as always.
Thank you. And what's going on in the town?
Well, I just want to remind people.
Do we have Monday?
Funday Monday is last Monday is coming up.
Was last Monday?
No, it's coming up this Monday.
The last Monday is last Monday?
Yeah. the final Monday is this Monday.
Is this Monday.
Yes. They actually did not have one this week because of all
I
the
heard
weather
that.
Issues.
So that means it's canceled completely.
Yes, they tried to give it a go, reschedule it for Thursday, but then the weather was not great Thursday, so there was no fun day Monday last week. But the final one is going to be this Monday, which is August 26th. From 10 to 2 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park, and it is the Hometown USA event, which is a celebration of all of our armed forces. So it's really a great
That is a great one. Yeah,
it's one of the best ones to go to.
I went to the one for the health fair, and it it was excellent.
Oh, great.
I really was glad that I had gone to
Because I think that it's a great place, you know, for the health fair, you know, they had so many different organizations there, and it's a really great place to kind of gather information. So I'm glad you attended that. And this one, there's going to be a classic car show, which is always so amazing. They line up all the cars right along the boardwalk in front of the beach. There's craft and hobby exhibits. There'll be Zumba, line dancing, Mahjong. Then at 11 a.m., there'll be a salute to the armed forces. And at 11:30 a.m. will be yoga and the farmer's market. And at 1 p.m. is Tai Chi. And
at this point in time, there's going to be something happening someplace. I mean, this is...
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they have us different, you know, there's different times, obviously, for, you know, the different events. But the big sell of this is the hot dog sponsored by Supervisor Judy Bosworth, which is quite the scene. With you people are very excited with their free hot dogs that go on at this event. So this was also sponsored by Northwell Health, Katz Institute for Women's Health, Parker Jewish Institute, and AgeWell. So thank you to them. And really check it out, because I think it's...
Actually, I did go there years ago.
To the veterans?
Yeah, the line for hot dogs.
Yeah.
And then you have the mustard and the relish.
It's not a joke.
On a separate table.
Right.
I do remember that.
There's a serious, so you better be prepared.
They're not going to be stuffing hot dogs like they do at Coney Island.
Yeah. That's right. That may happen. But really check it out. It's a really great, you know, on top of it being the last Fun Day Monday, it's just a really great cause. So that is Monday, August 26th. God willing, the weather is nice. If not, it will be on Thursday, August 29th, obviously. So if you want more information, if you need transportation, call 311 or 869-6311, and we can give you information for that. Also, we want to remind people to please save the date and register today. You can register for the 5th Regional Aging in Place Conference and Expo.
That's what I want to talk about.
This is really, really... a great thing. You know, every day we have a new kind of addition or finalization, so it's really coming together. This event is going to be Tuesday, October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at Harbor Links in Port Washington. There's going to be a bunch of different exhibitors, and on top of that, we're going to have two different panels. So the first panel is going to be on veterans benefits and entitlements. So I found a bunch of great speakers that are coming from the VA that are going to talk about the VA Mission Act, which is, there's a lot of things that now veterans and their spouses are able to qualify for they might not have any idea about. And it's certainly an important thing for people to come and learn about. And then panel two is going to be the hot topic of Medicare 2020 updates. So we're going to have Barry Klitzberg, who is one of our go-tos.
Barry, yep.
He's actually going to be on the show prior to that to promote it.
Oh, really?
But he's going to talk about the updates of 2020 because, as everyone knows, when open enrollment comes, that's a time for you to kind of reevaluate, you know, your current program and different changes that are going to be made. So he will talk about that. We also have on Danielle Ezzo, who will be there, and she is so wonderful. She'll talk about Medicare Part D. And what's great is every year we do these brown bag events, they're called, through Project Independence, where you literally can come with a brown bag of your medications and sit one-on-one with a pharmacist, and they can go over, you know, what plan best suits you. And the amount of money that people save after learning about this is astronomical. So we will have, you know, she will sign people up after her presentation for those local sites that we're going to do. And then we're also going to have Sherry Glazer, who's from Metro Physical and Aquatic Therapy.
Oh, okay.
Because Medicare also is beginning to cover a lot of wellness programs. Mm. So she'll talk about that, which is interesting as well. And
Medicare is covering to go to a gym.
There's going
to
be the silver sneakers. There's different things.
Yeah.
So there's certain things now that are going to be under that. So she will talk about that. And the keynote speaker will be Dr. Carney, who, you know, she's been on our show before and involved in a bunch of our conferences. She's over at Northwell Health. She's the chief of the Division of Geriatrics.
I'm just going to interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
People listening to the program have to realize that you are talking about the who's who. I know who these people are, so I know the significance in their community. Mm-hmm. And really, these are the number one people in the community. So Marie Carney,
absolutely.
You don't get higher than her from geriatric care.
Yeah. No, and there's really, you know, what's really great is that there has become a shift, and a lot of these hospitals and facilities are really trying to tailor things towards geriatric, you know.
Right.
They're realizing that it really is a whole separate thing, you know. That's why we always say the importance of really going to a geriatric doctor, because they really, you know, are tailored to knowing about that population. And
right.
And so there's, so I know Northwell Health is really getting into this whole geriatric kind of world and doing different programs. So she'll be talking about that too. And just, you know, just, I think it's a great combination between the VA benefits and then the Medicare 2020 to really, you know, walk away with great information. And there will be so many wonderful exhibitors there that you also could.
Right.
And it's a great place to one-on-one talk to someone, you know, because you think about that. You know, when you need a service and you have to call and you're being transferred to all these different people, you know, here you can go. The people that are working the tables know so much about the different programs. So I really encourage people to do that. There'll be breakfast will be served. So, I mean, that doesn't sell you. I don't know what does.
Food, glorious food.
And there's ample parking at Harbor Links as well.
Yes.
And if you obviously need transportation, we could arrange that. So when you call to register, because you really need to register, space is limited. This is not as big of a venue as other locations we've had. So we really have to kind of narrow down the amount of people that can come. So please register, get your spot today. It's really going to be a great, great conference. So check that out. That is, once again, Tuesday, October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Perfect.
So register for that. I also cannot believe that summer is rapidly ending. So a lot of our...
It's Labor Day next week.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's like,
I don't even know how it's even possible.
I have a bush in my backyard that kind of tipped over. And each weekend, I got to tip it up. I swear to God, this morning I said, next week. Every week I said, next week, and I'm going, when I go out, it's next week and it's over.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, it's been really hot. So, you know, we need the weather to cool down a little bit. But that means a lot of our Project Independence programs will kick back up.
Right.
So I want to remind people that our advisory committees, we have 6 different ones that are in all different regions, are going to start back up. So join
September.
It. September.
Okay.
Yep, in September. So there's a whole bunch of different dates. You can call 311 to get the specifics on that. And I really recommend people go. That's a great place to kind of hear what's going on specifically in your community, voice your concerns, or just listen. So,
actually, whatever. Christina's 100% right. I don't know what days off at the different districts, but if you have any interest whatsoever, call 311 because for 2 reasons. One, the advisory committees is where ideas emanate in what will be going on in that district.
And programs,
and 2, you'll get a little feel.
Absolutely.
So you may go to it and say, this is not for me, but I would not see, there's not a person who's gone to an advisory committee that hasn't gotten involved. Mm-hmm. Really. It's a nice group
of
people. Not everybody. You're not going to have a personality fit with everybody, but the bulk of them, like anything.
It's like a community, you know, and it really brings together everyone. And it's like John said, it's a great place to kind of, you could be as vocal as you want or as quiet as you want. You know, no one's going to force you to do or say anything.
Right, exactly. 100%.
So definitely call 311 or 869-6311 for information on that.
What we'll do is we'll go into our first break. Even though it's heartbreaking to leave Christina, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.